Bialik, Regina. Regina Bialik was a Polish Jewess deported to Auschwitz in July 1942 and later transferred to Bergen-Belsen. She participated in the British Bergen-Belsen show trial, for which she deposited an affidavit on the 26th of May 1945, which contains a remarkable string of lies, see Metonio 2021, pages 344 and following. Following the pattern of common clichés about Auschwitz, she claimed to have been selected by Dr. Mengele to be gassed because she had fallen ill with typhus. She insists to have been driven in a truck down a ramp straight into the gas chamber, where she and her fellow sufferers were allegedly unceremoniously dumped on the gas chamber floor. In fact, there was no such building at Auschwitz allowing for such a procedure. Rather than Zyklon B granules poured through some opening, as the orthodoxy asserts, for Bialik the lethal gas was piped into the room, hissing from a floor outlet in the middle of the room. She described the effects of the toxic gas by saying that people started, quote, to bite their hands, and foam at the mouth, and blood issued from their ears, eyes and mouth, and their faces went blue, unquote. She, too, claims to have suffered from all these symptoms. None of this can possibly have been the effect of hydrogen cyanide, the active ingredient in Zyklon B, which the orthodoxy insists was used in these chambers. Miraculously, just before dying, Dr. Mengele allegedly opened the gas chamber in mid-gassing, while full of toxic fumes, located her in the tangled mess of dying people, and led her from the chamber. Members of the inmate staff working in the gas chambers were killed in, quote, a villa in the camp, unquote, by throwing in, quote-unquote, gas bombs, through a window.